Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
For the Built Full Tough Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, it's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network, and wherever you are in the free Odyssey app. Good Friday morning, a feel-good football Friday, one of two that are left in this football season as we get you ready for championship weekend in the NFL on Sunday. You're going to see two great games, I believe, on Sunday. The Niners and the Eagles first, and of course, Boomer will be in Kansas City with the NFL Today crew to bring you the Bengals and the Chiefs in a rematch of last year's championship game. And naturally, there was big local football news right after our show ended, like it usually does. Actually, it was a couple of hours after our show ended, but it always happens that way. The only one we got, the only big breaking news we got of recent memory was the biggest one, which is the Aaron Judge contract. But everything else breaks later that day, and that was Nathaniel Hackett named Jets offensive coordinator, of course, fueling the speculation of Aaron Rodgers coming to the Jets. But if he doesn't, did the Jets get a dummy as an offensive coordinator because of what happened in Denver, or did they get a really good offensive coordinator that could help this team? Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Good morning there, Jay. I think they got a good offensive coordinator, but you also have to understand something. That there is this group of coaches that belongs to this one little net, and it's Kyle Shanahan, it's Matt LaFleur, it's Rob Saleh. You know, it's that group that came from Mike Shanahan's staff in Washington.
Right. More incest than West Virginia.
Sean McVay, right. Those four coaches. And they nobody's never not going to have a job.
Incesticide. Yes.
In that group of coaches, okay? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Nathaniel Hackett is right in the middle of that group of coaches. Mm-hmm. Of course, his dad was an offense coordinator for the Jets here under Herm Edwards as well. So, look, he knows what he's doing. He knows how to call plays. He knows that when he has a top-quality quarterback, they can win. Now, I'm sure part of this is, hey, what do you think of Zach Wilson? What's your expert opinion on Zach? Can we get him right? And, you know, that's going to be a part of it. And then the other part of it will be, okay, who will be the veteran quarterback that the Jets will bring in? Will they try for Aaron Rodgers? I would imagine they would, simply because Nathaniel Hackett is here. But this is not a surprising hire whatsoever, as we all know that he had been interviewed, and the fact that he comes from that group of coaches. So they all speak the same language.
Sure. Now, everybody's going to point to the fact that Nathaniel Hackett had this miserable year in Denver last year that still is just, I mean, the stench of that is going to linger. There's no doubt about it because he was the head coach there. And when you're the head coach, you're in charge of everything, and that team was horrendous. They're also going to point to the fact that did Nathaniel Hackett do anything in Green Bay, because he wasn't the primary play caller, and he had a Hall of Fame quarterback at his disposal. So did he do anything there? So those are going to be two questions on the negative. One thing that people tend to forget about Nathaniel Hackett's resume is that this man had Blake Bortles in Jacksonville, was a top 10 offense there.
They ran the ball.
And took that team to an AFC championship game.
We're going to win this bitch.
That's right. All and right. The previous week before they lost the AFC Championship game, he put up 45 points on the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, like, there is something in recent memory when Nathaniel Hackett had a bad quarterback or below average quarterback and ended up having a really, really good offense. So his entire resume isn't horrible, but there are some things there that you question. Hey,
look, these coaches get recycled all the time. And really what it comes down to,
it's incesticide.
Yeah, it is. It's NFL incest.
Can you hold off for like 2 seconds and let me finish a thought for God's sake? Jesus! It's a Friday! Man, oh man!
You were saying about NFL incest?
I don't know, I just got distracted. No, yeah. I was just saying that they all get recycled.
Right.
And it really is about the players that they have and who they're coaching and who they're calling plays for. That, you know, everybody thinks like there's this guy that's going to come walking in off the street and you're going to put him in there and all of a sudden, poof, everything's going to go great. And that's never the case. It all depends on who the players are and whether or not, you know, his system, which will be the same system that they had here already, is going to connect with whoever is running it as a quarterback. That's really what it comes down to. They have enough good players. They have to redo their offensive line and they got to find a quality quarterback that knows this offense. I know one or two that do know this offense inside and out. One happens to be Aaron Rodgers. The other one is Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, but I don't want to downplay the hire saying that it's really just the, you know, these guys get recycled and you basically whatever and you see if it works. Because I just saw two guys. Now, they were both head coaches, but basically the offensive coordinator for the Jets is essentially the person who is just completely running the offense because Rob Saleh has shown us in the last couple of years that he's handing that part over to that guy. So this is the main guy when it comes to the offense. I've seen Mike McDaniel turn Tua before, you know, the injuries and when he was healthy into a really good quarterback. And I saw Brian Daboll turn Daniel Jones into a guy who's going to get $30 million a year. So that's what the Jets need from Nathaniel Hackett with whomever the quarterback is. Now, I don't know if he's going to be able to turn Zach Wilson into that guy, and I can't imagine that the Jets are going to go into the season with Zach Wilson as a quarterback. I'm just thinking if they don't get Aaron Rodgers, is Nathaniel Hackett going to be successful? I mean, that's really biggest question.
Again, it depends on whether or not, you know, they decide to keep Zach, which I think they're going to. I think they're going to keep him here at least for another year just to see what happens, see if he grows up and see if he starts to understand it. And number two, you know, what veteran quarterback are they bringing in here and how long is that player planning on playing? Like, in other words, if you're bringing, let's just say, and I'm just spitballing here, let's say you bring in Derek Carr. He's going to want a 5-year contract, and he's going to want a contract extension. He's going to want a big contract. He feels like he deserves that contract, and I'm sure there'll be a number of suitors for him, and he will get a legitimate starting quarterback contract. Did the Jets want to go down that road for 4 to 5 years with Derek Carr and still have Zach Wilson here? I don't think so. What about Jimmy Garoppolo? Jimmy Garoppolo's had injury after injury after injury, and I know that he knows this offense, and he could do it in his sleep. The question is, does he want to come here for a 2-year deal or a 3-year deal? And knowing that he's most likely going to get hurt, then that would give Zach Wilson an opportunity to come out here and play. And maybe if they see something or they like something after year 3, then they can move on to whoever they bring in here. But these are still questions that have to be answered, and it's not easy. It's not easy. We all have our opinions on what we think should happen here. You know, and one of the opinions that I've had over the last 2 weeks has been what have I said that I think is a perfect fit and a perfect match in a perfect world?
Perfect fit, perfect match, perfect world?
Yes.
I'm not sure.
Frank Reich, Panthers, Derek Carr.
I thought you were talking about with the Jets. Yeah.
Frank Reich, Panthers, Derek Carr.
Right. Yeah.
I've been saying that for 2 weeks now.
Right.
It happened yesterday. And so congratulations to my buddy Frank. I was really, really happy for him. And, you know, he's going to get a chance to start over. And he's going to have an owner that's going to give him all the resources that he needs. And he's, you know, and hopefully he'll find the quarterback that he wants. And maybe it will be Derek Carr. And I think that would be a match that would be perfect. But, you know, that they'll decide that as they move on. But for the Jets, you know, this is really what it comes down to. This is a West Coast offense. You want a quarterback that is well-versed in this West Coast offense.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Garoppolo, Aaron Rodgers. You know, this is not a Lamar Jackson offense.
Sure, at this point now, I mean,
forget that.
Yeah, I feel like you can toss that out the window. Now, a lot of the conversation that I've heard around Aaron Rodgers, whether it be sports talk shows or just people talking about it that I'm talking to, like friends, is like, man, the Jets have to do this. They've got to do this. They have to. They've really got to go all in. That's not the issue. I think the Jets will go all in. I do believe that the Jets would like Aaron Rodgers, and I don't think that they're going to turn down the opportunity to get him, especially after hiring Nathaniel Hackett. That's not the issue. That conversation needs to be put aside. It is a no-brainer that the Jets should be going after Aaron Rodgers. The conversation is one of two things. One, does he ever want to leave Green Bay, play somewhere else, and is that place the New York Jets? Can he see himself finishing his career on the East Coast for a team like the New York Jets and take his entire life and put it someplace around here when he has never, ever been an East Coast guy at the end of his career? And also, another big thing that I have not, I've barely heard is Aaron Rodgers takes his sweet old time. And Aaron Rodgers, the last couple of years, has been off doing his ayahuasca. He doesn't know what he's going to do. He has these interviews. Should I come back? Should I not come back? Should I be a Packer? Should I retire? All this stuff. So what are the Jets to do if Aaron Rodgers is a possibility and he's stringing them along? I don't know. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. I don't know. Let's have a meeting. I'll be back from Peru in 3 weeks. Then the Jets are being held hostage by Aaron Rodgers and his craziness. And then all of a sudden, oh, Derek Carr's in Carolina. Oh, Jimmy Garoppolo's somewhere else. Oh, all these veteran quarterbacks who we're going to fall back on. We don't have an opportunity. And it's either Aaron Rodgers or Zach Wilson. And we're screwed.
Just so you know. The Jets interviewed a number of offensive coordinator candidates. I know that they wanted to interview others that didn't come to pass, but they had guys lined up in a queue that if a guy that they wanted, you know, either turned down an interview or ended up getting a job somewhere else, they had to immediate, you know, turn to the next guy that they would want to fit in perfectly. And believe you me, Matt LaFleur is telling Rob Saleh that Nathaniel Hackett's a great coach. He'll fit in perfectly. And just like I'm sure Rob Saleh told Sean McVay, Mike LaFleur is a great coach. He'll fit in seamlessly out there in L.A. So they just keep changing seats and keep changing.
Incesticide.
Right, okay. So the point being is that, you know, this coach is good. They knew that he was available, and they knew that they were going to make a run at him if somebody else they wanted wasn't available. So that's the same thing that will happen with this quarterback search. They'll have their number one guy. And they'll try to make a deal for if in fact it is Aaron Rodgers. Here's the thing that would really bother me about signing Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
And it's along the line of what you just said. If I'm paying a guy $50 million a year, that guy has got to be all in. He's got to be all. I want everybody to be all in. But that guy has got to really be all in. He's got to be at every practice. He's got to be at every OTA. He's got to be here. He's got to make his presence known. He's got to know his teammates, meet his teammates. He can't be like drop in some Hall of Famer and then not take over the reins of the team and be the leader by going by living in Malibu or living, you know, or going to Peru or whatever it may
right.
be. So this is what Tom Brady did to Tampa. When they signed him, boom, he was right in there. And he took over that team. And it's one of the reason that team made the playoffs the three straight years that he was there. And they went with a losing record. And he threw 66 passes in a playoff game.
Yeah, but that's the thing where I don't think you can make the comparison of the hire for the offensive coordinator and the quarterback. Because there's Aaron Rodgers to the Jets, and then there's everybody else there when you're talking about these other names. So, like, there's Nathaniel Hackett, or there's another offensive coordinator, or whoever, and it's sort of the same thing. It's not like one guy was that much better than the other. So I could see the Jets, you know, holding out and waiting and then not getting him and then being screwed with the options. It's sort of like I saw this guy who had a four-leg parlay on FanDuel Sportsbook. I'm going to make this analogy. And he had, it was all first touchdown scores in all four games over the weekend, the divisional playoff weekend. And he got the first two right. And he had a chance, if he got all four right, to cash out and get like $1,000. But if he got all four right, it would be $1 million. And he held out.
Oh.
And instead of turning his $25 into $1,000, he let it ride. And guess what happened? The next one wasn't in his parlay, and he lost out on that $1,000. So my point is that when you're going for the top of the top of the top, you might end up with zero if you roll the dice too much. And sometimes you just got to be like, you know what? I'm going to take this because I can't wait on that because that seems to be a pipe dream for me.
So that means that Joe Douglas has to talk to Brian Gutekunst of the Green Bay Packers, their GM, has to have a real frank, you know, honest conversation. Is he available? Are you willing to trade Aaron Rodgers? And the answer to that is, yes, we are considering that. Then you have to say to yourself, and maybe to Gutekunst, can I talk to his agent just to find out where his head's at? I need to know exactly, because if we're going to go down this road, I need to know that he is 100% in, because that is not the vibe that I'm getting.
No.
Is that a vibe you're getting?
No, absolutely not. I didn't get it last year either.
And that's why I work. He can do this to Green Bay because he's had all the success that Green Bay has had. You know, great years. People love him there as their quarterback. He could do whatever he's doing in the offseason to them.
Yeah.
That's a different story. But now if he is willing to be traded and he's coming to a new team, no matter who that new team is, whether it's the Jets, the Raiders, wherever, you know, he has to make that commitment to that new team.
Yeah. Now, you said something interesting there I hadn't really thought about. You think that Green Bay actually has a say in this thing? Because to me, Aaron Rodgers is controlling all of it. So do you think there's actually a possibility that Aaron Rodgers says, I want to come back and be a Green Bay Packer, and the Packers say no, like they did with Brett Favre?
I don't think that's the case. I think the Packers really want him back, but I do believe that the way that you go about this is GM to GM. You know what I mean? GM has to call the GM.
Yeah.
Normally, I would say owner to owner, but because it's the Green Bay Packers, there is no owner. You know, it's Mark Murphy who's sure. running the team, but there is no owner. So you'd like to, you have to go GM to GM and say, look, I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to waste your time. And if this is not a possibility in your eyes, then I need to now go to plan B, whatever that is. See, that's what Joe Douglas has to do. That's his job.
Yeah, right. And I do think that the Packers are willing, because you heard all these insiders saying that they are willing to do it. The bigger issue is the wild card of Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he is, as we've said, they called him a complicated fella. He is a complicated fella.
And here it's just going to get even more complicated.
Yeah, but trying to figure out what he wants to do and his timetable is going to be the toughest part of this.
Well, the other thing, too, is that Nathaniel Hackett is supposedly close to him.
Yeah.
There's no reason why Nathaniel Hackett can't. Well, I guess there would be, because you can't really tamper. But you could call as a friend and say, how's it going? How you doing? What are you thinking?
Oh, that stuff goes on all the time,
I think that it would be. So that's where the Jets are right now. I have no problem with them hiring Nathaniel Hackett. I have nothing. Listen, what happened in Denver was impossible. Some people just are not head coaches, and some people step into really difficult situations. They run an offense that has been really successful for them in other places, and then they try to run that offense with a quarterback that can't understand it or doesn't want to operate within the parameters of the offense and wants to do his own thing, especially one that got a $250 million contract extension, Russell Wilson. So I'm sure that was a real pain in the ass. You know, waking up the next day after games and looking at game tape saying, you know, I don't know what, the guy's open, I don't know why he's not throwing it.
Yeah.
Or the guy's here and he's throwing it over his head. That to me, I don't really judge Nathaniel Hackett on that. What I judge him on is what you said, the Jacksonville Jaguars. You know, he was part of a very good team. They ran the ball and they had a quarterback that, you know, when he was at the top of his game, you know, he's like a C-plus B player. He's not an A-plus player like Aaron Rodgers is. And by the way, he was there in Green Bay watching Matt LaFleur calling the plays and probably learned a lot from watching Matt call the plays. And I'm sure they were discussing all week long certain plays that they would design for the teams that they were playing against. And, you know, Nathaniel Hackett's all a part of that, just like his dad was. So he's a lifer. He's an NFL lifer. He's getting a new chance, and they got to get him a new quarterback depending on who it is.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last.
Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We will get to Jerry Recco in a second, but something that happened overnight, and if you are a sports fan, you know Billy Packer. He called 34 Final Fours for college basketball. He was with CBS for so many years, and just one of those guys whose name and voice is just synonymous with that tournament, and someone that a lot of us grew up watching the Final Four, the first time you ever put on big game college basketball, that's who you heard. I happen to love his edgy style. I know he was criticized for that. I thought it was great.
Who criticized him?
Some people were like, oh, it's too much for college basketball stuff. That was one of the things. But to me, it was like, I loved it. I loved the fact that he spoke his mind. He was awesome. He had an amazing career, an amazing life. Passed away at the age of 82, and just some sad news to wake up to this morning.
Yeah, I thought like him and Brent Musburger, but then, of course, Jim Nantz later on.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They were great.
Yeah.
They were great. They were seamless. He was opinionated. He was funny. You know, I got a chance to meet him a few times at CBS sports events. I didn't realize that he was sick. I was reading the story this morning that he had been sick for about 3 weeks, had been in the hospital for 3 weeks. And then according to his son, it was kidney failure that ended up getting him. But you just make sure, you know, he was 82 years old, and you just think about all the games that you listened to that he did. And I always felt as a Maryland fan, he was always unfair to us at Maryland because he was a Wake Forest guy.
Yeah.
But getting to know him and meeting him, and then, like I said, him and Jim were just synonymous with big games and great games and the college tournament.
Yeah, and that's a career that he, you know, probably look back on, and I really hope was supremely proud of, because that's about as good as it gets in this business, the run that he had.
And, you know, and I love Bill Raftery, too.
Yeah, of course.
Bill Raftery, I think, is like 82 years old, and he's still doing it.
Yeah, no, of course.
And he's still doing it his way, which is the great thing about Bill Raftery.
Yeah.
Who was Seth Davis? I saw Seth this past weekend, and he was telling me Bill had 3 games in 3 days, and he's still doing those games and all these weird, awkward places that you have to get to.
Yeah.
And he gave me the schools that he had to get to be able to do the games, and I was like, man.
Onions.
Yeah. Onions are basketballs, Al. Yeah.
Is onions basketball?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Nuts equals onions.
Okay.
By the way, I think UB Brown still does games.
There's Jerry.
He's almost 90.
Wow.
And I think he signed up for next year, too.
Well, you know, speaking of almost 90, yesterday was Bob Uecker's 89th birthday.
Did you hear my sports minute on it?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay, I thought maybe that's what you were reflecting.
No. I did not hear that one.
So, Jerry, where are you right now? You're not in that same room.
No, flooded out.
Oh, so that's your basement that you go down and normally broadcast from?
Yeah, I had a room in the basement that I made a quote-unquote studio, if you will, and I think I made it look pretty good. And
yeah, you did.
Soaking wet, so I am up here in the family room, which you probably didn't see. Yeah, that's at like 11 o'clock last night.
Did you have a pipe burst?
No, the sump pump died.
Sump pump? Come on, Jerry. Isn't there somebody over there to get, you know, to fix this sump pump, like, right now? There's got to be somebody in Jersey that's listening to us. Get over to Jerry Reckless' house and fix this thing.
I will take care of it at 10 o'clock. This happened. This turned out to be worse than I thought last night. And it took, and by the way, Boomer, all I'll say is, thank you. Much needed now.
Okay.
Jerry, yeah. So... What I was in your home.
Yeah.
I have a pretty good recollection of what it looks like. Yeah. I don't remember that room.
I don't know what to tell you. It's right off the kitchen. There's two. We have a living room and a family room.
The room that you're sitting in right now is right off the kitchen.
Alan, you've been in Jerry's house. It's actually just right hit off me the, where that room is.
Right off the dining room.
I watched Jerry's son, Joseph, was showing me YouTube videos in that room.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now I remember, yeah.
So he's in the YouTube video room.
Yes.
That's right. We all have those, don't we?
I just didn't know if we had like a Damar Hamlin conspiracy here.
No.
That Jerry like really like flew down to Miami for the weekend or something.
Now that would be awesome. I'm sitting in a condo and then there's palm trees behind me.
Now, Jerry, when you, who kind of takes care of this problem that you have? What kind of business?
A friend of mine will come over and do it. Hey, by the way, EJ, your guy, Boomer.
My guy?
That you're trying to push out.
Does he run a moist basement business?
Oh, the partner. He runs a moist
basement. No. I'm not worried about that. I'll get the floor up and I'll dry it out. I'm not worried about that. He's got to get a new pump. That's all.
EJ, your cornhole partner.
Yeah.
Well, just let him know today after he gets done. Look, you're out.
No, he's not out.
But Jerry, you put in the floor yourself, right?
Yeah, two of them, thanks.
Yeah.
No,
this will be the third one.
Uh-huh. It's really unbelievable.
There's not the worst than basement floods, I swear to God, nothing.
Especially when you, so this is the funny part, well, it's really not funny at all. So after the water heater issue, I went and got a little water sensor, never thinking to put one near the sump pump. So I've got the water pump sensor, the water sensor by the dry part of the basement.
Yeah.
Not where the, whatever. It's
what, no, what no this one, is, this no is a, cares. This is a, no, they, we all do no. care because we've all been through it. This is what you call a live and learn moment.
No, this is what.
Put the water sensor next to the sump pump, for God's sake.
You know what this is called? Everybody lies to you growing up. This home ownership nonsense is a load of crap. All it does is take money out of your pocket every damn month, whether it's trees need to be cut down, deck needs to be replaced, water heater bursts, furnace goes, sump pump dies, you need a new driveway. You know what we should do? We should get a condo by Bradley Beach. No. I'm writing a wrong here, Eddie. Yeah. There's no violins. What I'm saying is I've made mistakes.
And on top of all of that, you got to pay real estate taxes to live there.
Right.
And what do you get out of it? Nothing. You get nothing, Jerry.
And Boomer, and 90% of that goes to the school district that we don't send our kids to.
Right.
Dummy.
Well, yeah, that's...
Dummy.
Yeah, that's one thing that I made sure if I was paying these ridiculous Long Island taxes that I was in a community where I wanted to send my kids to the public school then you feel like, man, what a waste of money.
I did the same thing Jerry's doing. Pay the tuition and the taxes.
Two dummies.
Yeah. Whatever. But someday, you know, you're going to sell that house, you're going to get a big chunk of money, and you're going to be thrilled.
Maybe.
Thrilled that you have that
money. He's got a busted sump pump. Who's going to want to buy that house?
Right now, I'm not so thrilled.
Right. Or half of it will go to Kim, depending.
That's terrible. Why does your mind go there?
Well, Eddie's did.
Of course it did.
I just couldn't let it go.
Thanks, Eddie.
Okay. What do you got as far as sports?
We're brought to you by Superbook. Visit superbook.com. We're brought to you by Jackpocket. Play official state lottery games on your phone with Jackpocket. I'll get to the football in a moment, but I thought the Knicks last night had a really good win. Hey, I was up. I was able to watch it. They were in Boston. If you would have told me yesterday that the Nets would lose at home to the Pistons and the Knicks would go to Boston and win, I would have thought you were nuts, but that's exactly what happened as the Knicks fend off Boston in overtime.
Hauser has come in for Boston. Here comes Tatum. It's a three. Off. Rebound Horford. Back to Brogdon. Blocked by Brunson. This one's over. The Knicks have won.
And that's Kevin Harlan.
You know, thinking about how the Celtics came back in the fourth quarter in this game, you're thinking, oh, God, here we go. Yeah. In the overtime, they're going to get steamrolled. And they didn't.
No. And then you get the two missed free throws by Brown down a point, which, I mean, he just completely short-armed. But Julius Randle with big plays. R.J. Barrett, a big three. And I know we've talked about him all year. This Jalen Brunson is outstanding. The combination of Brunson and Randle. How about this? 25 for 50 shooting. That's pretty good. Randle had 37. Brunson had 29 on the night, and Barrett finished with 19. Just one quick one. This was Randall on TNT talking about the fact that they might have blown the lead again almost, but they were able to get the W.
Well, we've been in these games before. All year we've been in up and down games. We've lost those games at the end. We've won them at the end. So there's a sense of, you know, being comfortable in those positions and knowing how to execute down the stretch, whether you're up or down.
It's a weird team. All of a sudden, they win a few games in a row after the losing streak. So they're 27-20.
Well, when Julius Randle's hitting shots, that's right. Usually what happens.
No, you're right.
Or as Shaq called him last night, Julius Randolph.
I couldn't understand a word Shaq was saying last night.
Well, Shaq mumbles.
Yeah. That's mumbles. I mean, it's like, I think everything starts with MFA. Like this, I think.
Not on TNT, it doesn't.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, they get the win. They're 27-23, 50 games in. As for the Nets, they indeed lost to a bad Pistons team.
Diallo knocked it away from Sumner. Livers dives to save it. Diallo's got it 3-on-1. Gives right to Burks under the basket with a reverse, and it's good. And Jacques Vaughn needs a timeout as the Pistons have taken a 13-point lead, their largest lead of the night.
Here's the difference last night. You talk about moving the ball. Detroit had eight players in double figures, where the Nets were pretty much a three-man team with Irving and Claxton and someone else. Irving at 40, Claxton 27-13, but Detroit wins 130-122. Also of note here, TJ Warren, knee injury, and Ben Simmons left the game. Here was the head coach, Jacques Vaughn.
Ben and Nick, Ben and TJ end up having some knee soreness. Both of them.
Oops. Both of them. Both of them left early. Exactly. And there was a lot going around. If you watched his facial expression, people are thinking he was mocking Simmons. I don't know. I'm not saying he was or he wasn't, but that's out there.
What, Jacques Vaughn was mocking Simmons?
Yeah, there's that little notion that he kind of had a smirk when he was talking about Simmons with the knee soreness.
You're like, oh, come on, man. What are you getting out of that kind of thing?
Yeah, I shouldn't say mocked. More probably just like, you got to be kidding me with this. So that's out there. I don't know.
Knee soreness.
I mean, is there anything that he hasn't had wrong with him?
I mean, when watching the highlight, it looks like there is a problem. Looks like he...
Yeah, I'm not saying there's not. I'm just saying that thought is out there right now, that maybe they think a little dramatic. But
I just hope he's healthy for the playoffs so we can watch him totally melt down. And that'd be like the biggest story about how he can't hit a layup, can't hit a shot.
Okay.
When is Kyrie Irving getting his $400 million extension?
Yeah, it looks like he's going to get a contract extension soon. Yeah, that's possible. That's right up your alley, Boom. Eddie, forget the Kyrie Irving clip. The All-Star starters were announced. Kyrie Irving's an All-Star starter. He has been really good this year, as we know. You got Durant, Irving, Giannis, Tatum, and Mitchell in the East and the West. LeBron, Luka, Steph Curry, Jokic, and Zion. All right, let's get to the football. So, yes, the Jets hired Nathaniel Hackett as their offensive coordinator, and immediately the thought was, ooh, Nathaniel Hackett. Aaron Rodgers. Now, I want to be clear about this. This is not his fault. Sauce Gardner, he did the whole thing on the Madden, right, the other night?
Yeah.
Where he's playing Mike White. So it's not like he held a press conference and was talking about Aaron Rodgers. He goes on with Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio. I guess they were talking about the notion of maybe Rodgers is a Jet quarterback.
We can win the Super Bowl whenever. You know, I feel like if it's meant for us to win the Super Bowl, it's meant for us to win the Super Bowl. I know, like I said, I know on the defense we're going to do what we got to do.
But he was talking about with Rodgers, is I think the way the question was posed. So that's already not only out there, you've got players now being asked about it. So we will see if something does happen along those lines. All right, Championship Sunday. It should be a good one. 3 p.m., a good two of them. Eagles, Niners, the first game. First things first, here's George Kittle, one step away from the Super Bowl. He knows this is a tough task.
Do you dream about it when you're in high school, college? You dream about it when you're in the NFL? You know, you dream about situations like this, and whether it's a hunger, a starvation, a desperation, you do everything you can to make sure at the end of the game that you're going to win it.
Yeah, even like lining up illegally and making great catches. Ha ha ha. Here was Jason Kelce. He talks about, you know, just trying to make sure you don't get too much into your head on this game.
The formula and everything is the same. You know, you lock in during the week, you work hard, you practice hard, you work on your fundamentals and techniques and, you know, trust your coaching and go out there and play.
Go and play and try and get the win and end up in Arizona. As for the late game on Sunday, at least for us, 6:30 Eastern, and the CBS game, you've got the Bengals, of course, in Kansas City. Here's Joe Burrow talking about taking on KC.
We know what team we're playing. Team that's been to this game the last five seasons, and they've all been in that stadium. So, to me, they're still the team to beat.
And they were really good in Buffalo offensively and defensively, and that's where Andy Reid talks about what the Bengals present in terms of problems defensively.
They have a pretty healthy amount of defensive things that they've done throughout the year, and I'm sure they'll have a wrinkle here or there for us coming into this one.
And so after Sunday, we will have our teams for the Super Bowl to be played in Phoenix.
And, Jerry, I know you probably, I mean, it's harder when you're doing this from home. I don't know if you saw this or not, but I was laughing so much at this Willie Gay interview yesterday.
I did not see it, no.
So Willie Gay, the Chiefs linebacker, is in the locker room getting interviewed, and he gets asked a question about, like, you know, just the Bengals and leading up to the game and talking and how, you know, there's been bulletin board material. And he's like, yeah, listen, we don't do the talking. Like what Coach Reed says, like, we're just let our play do the talking and everything. So we're not really going to do that. The next question is, what impresses you about the Bengals offense? He goes, nothing. Nothing. It's so funny. It's right one after the next. Like, there was not like five questions in between. It was one and then the next. Nothing.
I will see if we can. I know Gallo's coming in soon. I'll see if we can effort that clip for you.
Gallo's coming in today. That's nice.
Yes, he'll be here. He told me he'll be there by 7 o'clock. So we will work on that. A couple of coaching things. Your guy, Frank Reich, goes to the Panthers. And Mike McCarthy stays in Dallas. We were talking about this yesterday, and he looks ahead for his time in Big D.
I'm extremely excited about the future. I may not look like it right now, slipping days, but I may just he's just got a lot of work to do. I mean, this is the time they just start.
And apparently Jerry Jones told him he wants him there as long as Tom Landry is there. God help us.
Well, what is going on with Dan Quinn? Any update on him?
Dan Quinn's staying.
Oh, he is.
And yes.
So has he turned down jobs? Or
I don't know, but he said he's got unfinished business in Dallas. He's not going anywhere. And when asked about Kellen Moore, McCarthy said he will be evaluated like all the other coaches.
Well, now, Kellen Moore was up for the Carolina job, too, I know.
Yeah. Well, he'll be lucky to save his own job right now, as the way it looks. So we'll see. And the Predators beat the Devils last night 6-4.
All right, let's hear, just because I just talked about it, Al found the Willie Gay thing, so yes. let's take a listen.
What is it about that Bengals offense that maybe impresses you the most? You played it a few times?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. But it's the funniest part is what the question before
sure.
it. This is where he goes, we're not going to do any talking. We don't get into that thing. We just, like Coach Reed says, we just go about our business.
Right.
Like, what impression you about the Bengals offense?
I'm just excited to be playing football, man. It's just what comes with the game. You know, we, like Coach Reed said, we don't do no talking. We just go have a business when it's time to go.
What is it about that Bengals offense that maybe impresses you the most? You played it a few times?
Nothing.
Okay. We don't do no talking. That's the greatest. 5 seconds earlier, he goes, we don't do no talking. What impresses you about that offense? Nothing. Come on, Willie.
This is pretty funny.
What are you doing?
You know what? These two teams, obviously, because they played last year in this game and because they played about 5 weeks ago,
yeah,
they got to know each other. And everybody knows what's going on with the 0-3 Mahomes against the Bengals and all that other stuff. Everybody, you know, gets what's happening here.
Sure, absolutely.
Oh, it's going to be nasty come Sunday night.
Oh, I bet. You're going to be there.
Yes.
And the weather's going to be nasty, too.
Oh, is it really?
Well, it's going to be freezing.
It's going to be freezing. It's going to be 12 degrees. So somebody here at WFN, their wife made me a knit hat that I potentially could wear on Sunday night, because, you know, we've been going over this whole hat thing.
And
what's
not Eddie's wife?
It's not Eddie's wife, but I'm going to need Eddie's yarn expertise to let me know whether or not this would be something. I'm considering it. And I'll have you guys vote on it as to whether or not I should wear it. And I have to say, it's one of the, it's really a nice thing that somebody did for me.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can wear it, but I'll leave it up
here at the radio station.
I have it.
All right. Let's take a look at that next, actually, because okay. I'm interested.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, so you had a little bit of a rough break. When I threw it the break, you started coughing and then spitting up mucus.
Yes.
And then the thing that you were supposed to do during the break, you didn't do.
What was that?
Go get the hat you were talking about.
I have the hat.
You do have the hat?
Yes.
Oh, I was told you didn't get the hat.
The hat right here.
Oh. Al told me you didn't get the hat.
All right, so.
Good.
So, Bob Gelb, his lovely wife, did a very nice thing.
Okay.
She heard us talking about the hats. She likes to knit, and she made me a very nice hat.
Okay.
Now, the hat is not really my color. The hat is a little bit too big. I think she thought my head was like a size 8.5.
Well, it's close.
So my head is a 7 5/8. But I have to say, it's a thought, and really, it's... I couldn't believe that she did it, and she did it so fast.
Okay.
And Eddie, I'm going to need you to come in here and to look at the yarn, because you're the yarn expert here.
Wow. Okay.
Well, you are.
All right. Amongst you guys, yes.
Well, would agree. I mean, but was Einstein's wife also a genius? You understand what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
But he's a yarn expert. He deals with yarn every Christmas time.
I package yarn.
He would know if it's a quality yarn.
Yeah, but you would know if it's a quality yarn.
Yes.
But so does Marion know about Super Bowls? You know what I'm saying?
Well, a little bit.
Yeah.
Does she know every nickname of every college team in Division I?
A lot of them.
Why are you shooting this down?
Because I don't believe that he is a yarn expert. He's an expert in a lot of things. Space, Super Bowls, college football.
But I think if he
touched...
If he touched the yarn, he would know if it was cheapo yarn or quality yarn.
Okay, how much yarn do you touch when you are going through your advent calendars and you're mailing out these yarn?
Oh, when I'm packaging it and labeling it, it's constant.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Okay. So he does have a general knowledge. No, he's not Marissa Tomei and my cousin Vinny. I get that.
Yeah, okay.
But he does have a knowledge of yarn.
All right, so let's see this hat before Eddie touches the yarn.
Okay.
I'd like to see this thing. Oh, wow. That's really impressive.
I kind of feel like the Grinch who stole Christmas. Will Ferrell. What do you think? I think it's a little too big.
It is a little too big.
Just pull it down below your leg, over your ears.
Well, you want to come in and touch it?
You look like a zucchini.
I just think it's way too big.
Yeah, no, it is. But you need to pull it down farther. It's not as like around over your ears. Well, there you go. And then like lift it slightly. There, that's better.
There you go.
That's better. Yes, that's the way it should look.
Good.
Right there. That looks perfect. High quality yarn, Eddie. Eddie's feeling the yarn. Really feeling the yarn.
It's like a worsted weight, it feels like. But, it's okay.
It's okay.
I felt it's too big.
No, but Eddie just said the yarn was just okay.
Oh, I know.
So that's not a good thing.
Well, it's not crap.
It's not crap, but it's just okay. All right.
It's a coarser grade.
It's a coarser grade yarn.
I can think of worsted weight.
All right. Okay, worsted weight.
Whatever that is.
So there's your yarn expertise right there. It's a lot better than I wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah. That looks like a real winter. I thought it was going to be some shoddy looking thing. She did an amazing job,
but it's like really big. Like I could stretch this thing all the way down to my knees. I could put my whole body in it.
Well, she wanted to make sure like too small wouldn't have worked.
And also, you're going to have an earpiece, so you don't want it too tight. It would hurt.
Right, but I mean, it's green.
What's wrong with green?
You wore green with the Jets.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you wore this thing on Sunday, that would be the third viral moment from the AFC Championship game.
You think this hat would go viral?
Yes. Not think. I know it would. I mean, if you show, isn't there some like character like Fat Albert or something that like had this hat?
Bushmouth?
Like, yeah.
Bushmouth. Yeah, that could be me. Bushmouth.
Yeah. That was one that always wore the hat, but I don't know if that was Bushmouth.
Yeah.
It was Bushmouth. Had the hat on. Yeah, there he is. Yes, that's the guy. So
I could be Bushmouth.
I see. The thing is, like, you're teasing us with this. You're not going to wear this hat. You're going to wear the Dale of Norway stuff. You're going to look great. You don't have the guts to wear that hat.
It's not that. It's just I thought it was a really nice thing that somebody did just by listening to us.
Right. Of course.
That's all. I think that it comes from the heart. That's the beauty of it.
That's why I think you need to wear the thing. You got it.
I just think it feels too big on my head.
But
it doesn't look too big.
It looks fine. Looks like a normal winter hat.
Just looks really big.
It
feels big, I'm telling you.
Is it like moving around and like if you move your head?
Yeah, it kind of is like you'll understand. Here, put it on. You'll understand.
I'm going to mess up my hair now. Work so hard on this.
Yeah, I know.
All right, here we go.
Oh, wow. Right? See what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. It is large. I mean, there's definitely room. Like, I feel like I could stuff a couple apples underneath here.
Yeah.
Or some snacks.
I'll tell you what, pull your hood up over it. Okay. I mean, you could be walking around the streets outside.
Yeah.
Wanted to be.
We're curious what my smaller
hey, Phil Sims, give me all your money.
You want to try it on? Come in here and try it. I couldn't wait to try this thing on.
Oh, this is going to be huge on him. Because we have...
Right? Do you see what I'm saying? You see how big it is?
That looks more like Mushmouth now.
Now you look like Mushmouth.
Now he looks like Run DMC. Or no, Beastie Boys. Right? He looks like the guy from the Beastie Boys. That's perfect. Mike D or whatever. What the hell is that guy's name?
Big. I mean, it's really well done, and it's quality, but it's too big.
Oh, boy. You got to wear it. You got to.
I don't think I can.
Oh,
it's so cool.
And then again, it is big and it's got, I just don't know if it would stop the wind.
Remember when Kurt Warner wore that ridiculous silver puffy jacket?
Yes.
This would top that tenfold.
You think so?
Oh my God, would it? Yes. And then like you'd have to pretend like there's nothing wrong with it. Be like, what? What's the problem with my hat? It's just a winter hat. I don't get it.
Just a winter hat. Just try to stay warm. Right, just trying to stay warm, man.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.